Blog Talk Radio.
Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off after a while. Oh yeah, just keep working every day. Whatever is right, God said He paid. Serving after a while. I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. Because I want my starry crown. I know my way. My way will get brighter, even though my friend sometimes let me down. And oh, what a time it will be when my Savior face I'll see. Serving the Lord, and oh, it'll pay off after a while.
Good morning. Got a little road noise in a little minute. Truly giving the Lord payoff after a while. Only thing you have to do is keep on working every day, striving. Do the thing that makes peace. Truly, where one may edify another. Continue to pray. Let God have His way. Serving Him daily is a partial pain right there. Because we know that obedience brings blessings. No, it's better to obey than use sacrifice to cover your disobedience. For we thank God. He truly blesses us over and over. Hallelujah. With His grace, with His mercy, with His kindness that He shows to us in abundance. Praise the Lord. Truly thank Him for all the good things He has done for us. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Truly we thank God for another day.
being in attendance with you, thinking how he has carried us and kept us over the dangerous highways and byways. God will keep in us as we slumber, as we slept, as we lie in the image of a dead man last night. That right there, we should be able to tell God, thank you. But not because of our goodness, but it was because of his grace. We need to tell him, thank you. And still, he encourages us along our way each and every day. See, we may stop, but the Lord, he doesn't stop. He keep on blessing. He keep on being good to us. He keeps on being kind to us. He is faithful. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for being faithful. See, men and women, they can be faithful or true, or sometimes theirs may come in season to be good to you, but God, he's always good. Even in his chastisement, he's still good because he's using that it worked for our good. For those, it works for our good when you love the Lord, all things. He has your best interest in mind. Thank you, Lord. Oh, truly, we thank God for being able to be in attendance. Thank God for blessing us to come together once again. Just to encourage your heart this morning, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. And I'm gonna show you of the greatest Valentine is Jesus Christ, the lover of lover that encourages your heart as Christ comforts his disciples. And that's what you need a lover do, to comfort you in times of hurt, times of need. Hallelujah. You need that great comforter. Hallelujah. We'll jump on into this lesson this morning. If no one else has anything, and if you don't know how to get on board, one thing you have to do is just push that one button. If it's your first time call, you push that one button, you can jump right on in. We'll open you up. But just to encourage your heart this morning, Luke, the 14th chapter.
Reverend, I'll just let you know I finally got on. Good morning. I'm sorry about the I couldn't get myself to act right this morning. But I finally got it up.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm on this.
God bless. I just made it in. Just made it in. We thank God. Thank God for those that make the sacrifice to try to help do God's will. It's a job and it's a journey, but it's also a blessing in that to be able to get together to reason in his word. Now, Satan oftentimes try to offer obstacles or try to hinder you your way, but the song just told him, you're serving the Lord, it will pay off. Praise the Lord. After what? Come on, John, the 14th chapter and the first verse, as we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know how, thanking you for your goodness, thanking you for your mercy, thanking you for your kindness that you allowed us, Father God, to look upon a day that we never seen before. We ask, Father, for forgiveness for all the things that we know of and the things that we know not of. Forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you for caring for us. Thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to come and die for us, Father, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may be redeemed, our soul be dipped in the blood of redemption. We thank you for it. Thank you for your saving power. Now we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Luke, the 14th chapter, the first verse will tell us, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Here are the three words upon any of which stress may be laid up upon the word trouble. Trouble, usually when the trouble, it causes you to sometimes to fret, or it causes worry to come on sometimes when trouble comes up. Be not cast down or disquieted. The word heart, with let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be kept with full. Let your heart be kept full trust in God, full dependency upon God and his word. And so Jesus speaks to his disciples here. He says, let not your heart be, ye believe in God, believe also in me. Praise the Lord. Don't let your heart be fret because of the trouble that may be coming, or the trouble that is all around. Hallelujah. Don't fret. Don't be worried. Just like he told us yesterday in the midst of the storm, you have to stir up that is within you. Hallelujah. Stir up that is within, that is deeply rooted within you, to that you can find firm foundation that you can stand on and be strengthened in. Remember that what God did for you before, he will do it again. Hallelujah. And listen, that the testimony, when someone will come to comfort you and to encourage you and to lift you up, that you may stand on. A lot of times when we're in our trouble, we get weak. Hallelujah. We get weary and we get torn. But let not that bother you or disturb you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Then he tells you what he has prepared for you. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. And then he said, if it was not so, I would have told you. I wouldn't told you if it was not so. And he tells you that I go away to prepare for you. Hallelujah. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know. That is why it is so important that we know the way of the Lord. So when we know, when he leads us, we know how to follow him. When he speaks to us, we know how to receive that word and follow after that word and believe in that word. I told you, when we believe it, that's when we receive it. But when you doubt it, you cause you cause yourself to be double-minded. But know that God's word is faithful and it is true. Over in Revelation 21, it tells you these words are faithful and they are true. The word, hallelujah, the word of God, hallelujah. It's a firm foundation for you to stand on, hallelujah. Though the word, however others are, sometimes they're overwhelmed with sorrow of this present time. Sometimes situation will cause you to be worried or fret, and then cause you to not trust because of what you're in, or some may taking you by surprise, or something that got you off your square a little bit. You have to take time and remember the Lord. Christ's disciples are more than others. They should keep their minds quieted when everything else is unquieted. Here is the remedy against this trouble of mind. Believe. Believe. By believing in Christ as the mediator between God and man, we gain comfort. We gain comfort. The happiness of heaven is spoken of as in a Father's house. There speaks about many mansions. Oh Lord, to be brought to glory. Mansions are lasting dwelling. Oh, hallelujah. It's an everlasting place where God has prepared for you through Jesus Christ. An everlasting place, a home prepared for you in the heavens. You got some, because serving the Lord, it will pay off. And you, those that trust and follow in the word that you can know and believe that is paying off right now. You have help in your troubles, the things that you may go through to help you be purged when you're heartbroken or when you feel like you're straight away from the Lord. He's standing there as the greatest lover of all with open arms and to bring you in and to take you back. Don't let the storms of life, when they are raged, throw you off your course. When they are raging and they cause you to fret or cause you to worry, don't let your heart be troubled by this. You believe in God. You believe in God? Hey, anybody out there, do you believe in God? Anybody out there know, have a testimony that he's a healer? He is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is a strong tower. You can run unto him and be saved. Anybody know who I'm talking about? Christ will be the finisher of that, of which is the author. He is the beginning and he is the ending. Oh, hallelujah. He is the author of our beginner. If ye have prepared, hallelujah, hallelujah, if he has prepared this place for you, he has prepared a place for us. He will prepare us for it. Hallelujah. He went away and preparing a place for you, and in preparing that place for you, he is preparing you for that particular place that he's taking you to. And everybody can go to that place.
Each.
Hallelujah. They all can go to that place. That's why some ask for Jesus to grant them to sit on this or that side, the left side or the right side. He says, it is for those whom it is prepared for. If you're preparing yourself for that
prepared
place,
people.
It's prepared for
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Teacher.
If you are preparing your place, if you preparing yourself, see, everybody that's going to heaven, they're trying to go there. They are making an effort to go there.
Come on,
it's not just going to be granted until you, because you believe, live like, live down here. Don't try to follow his rules. Don't try to follow his ways. Don't try to obey him. you're going to find yourself not there. But if you're trying to be able to go there, if you're trying to prepare yourself there, heaven is a place for a prepared people. And you're getting
Yes, sir.
He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto
myself.
That where I am, there
yes,
you may be also. And whether I told you know and the way you know, you're going to know. You're going to
know
his way. You're going to know how the Lord moves. You're going to know when the devil's whooping you, and you're going to know when God's whooping you. Hey, because you're trying to prepare. If you look on your right hand, where you usually find him, and you don't find him there, and if you look on your left, hallelujah, and you don't find him there, your heart's going to be troubled because you're going to start speaking after him. Lord, what did I do? How did I
mess up
my relationship? You're going to know. You're going to know. Hallelujah. You're going to know. Hallelujah. Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Saying unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? This one to prepare to is he's thought of as Doubting Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Doubting Thomas. Is there a Doubting Thomas within you? Is there a Doubting Thomas within you? Thomas said unto him, Lord, you know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? The question is asked. Oh, hallelujah. We ask Jesus something. Get ready. Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
And
no man cometh unto the Father but by me. In other words, I am sure that you must go through. There's no going around me. There's no going under me. There's no going over me. I am the way that you must go through. In other words, accept my way. Accept what I have done. Hallelujah. Accept me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Accept me. He said, if ye have known me, see, if you have known me, if you have been paying attention, you would to ask that question. Because you've been knowing my way. You know me. You know what I'm all about. I'm not for myself, but I'm for the one that's sitting in the here to do his work, his will, his way. Father, that gives you the right to the tree of life. I'm going to live a perfect, acceptable life. So the blood that I shed, it can come.
Yes, sir.
No one most be no yes, different sir. From sacrificial.
Eat no more. No need for killing of the lamb, because I am the lamb.
I'm the way. Hey, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. In other words, if you've been paying attention, oh, Lord, hallelujah. From henceforth, you know him and have seen him. If you know anything about us, hallelujah. If you know anything about even this God's plan, if you done called more than one time, you know something about us. If you've been paying attention, we strive on trying to love one another. We strive on for the things that make peace. We strive on praying for one another. We strive on practicing family values, hallelujah, lifting one another up, sharing one another's burdens, caring for one another, showing love. When we realize when we lift love up, it draws. It goes to and from. It draws. It wraps us. It entangles us up. And one thing I like about it, when you have a burden, hallelujah, and you take it to the Lord in prayer, he will comfort you, hallelujah. He comforts you with different ones. He comforts you. He sends people after you, hallelujah, that wants to pray for you. That's one that just love on you. And the burden that you have, then it becomes all of our burdens. And hallelujah, because we took it to the Lord in prayer.
Come on, Philip,
said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time
with you?
Yet thou hast not
yet
known
you know me.
You don't have seen me. If you see me, you have seen the Father. And how say thou then, show us the Father? Oh, Lord. Believest thou that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the work.
He doeth the work. Yes, sir.
If you've been listening to us, we'll tell you the same thing. The work that we do, we don't do it of ourselves, but it's because of the Holy Spirit that is within us, make us do his will and his way. Hallelujah. If you think it's all about you, you stop renewing your mind and tell me how you started thinking. If you think it's all about you, start thinking it. Hallelujah. Where would you be without the Lord if he didn't keep you, if he didn't carry you, if he didn't prune you and punish you, hallelujah, to keep you on the right path. If it didn't speak to your mind and tell you what to do right and when you're wrong, hallelujah, you find yourself. The best that you can do is filthy rags. But when you put your hands in the master's hand and you go out of his will and his way, believe it that not that I am in the Father and the Father in me, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believing me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Hallelujah. Or else believe me for the very works. Savior. You can't believe none of that. Look at my works. Look at my works. It's not of myself, but the one that, hallelujah, the one that keepeth me. Hallelujah. He's doing the work. The one that's watching over me, he's doing the work. The one that's keeping hurt, harm, and danger back from me until I'm able to stand, he's doing the work. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. Hallelujah. Every time you do a good work, you're glorifying the Father. Hallelujah. And when we when we act like him, hey, when we act like we belong to him, and because we realize we have received that spirit of adoption, and Romans 8 tell you about that, where we cry, Abba, Father, our Father, in other words, hey, because we're part of the family, and we have been adopted into the family. Hallelujah. And when we do the works of our Father, we act like sons, children of him. Hallelujah. And if you ask anything, hallelujah, hallelujah, because this is a joint earth. If you ask anything in the name of the, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, he said, I will do it. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because I'm doing what's of the Father. And since I'm doing not my own works, but the Father works, then he will honor that because I'm honoring him. Hallelujah, every time you do a good work, you're honoring God. And when you honor God, when you respect God, then God will honor you and respect you and give unto that you need. Oh, hallelujah. And sometimes, brother, then he'll even give you your wants.
Yes, sir.
He'll give you your wants. Hallelujah. See, when you honor him, when you honor, when you show love to him, realize he first loved us. But when we show him love back, hallelujah, setting ourselves up for blessings.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey, loving. It feels so good loving somebody. When what? Somebody loves you back.
Loves you back.
It feels so good. It feels so good when you're riding down the street. When you're riding down the street and tears will come over your eyes when you start to think back over your life and you see how good God has been to you. Hallelujah. And he lets that come up on your mind to know you may have changed, but he's still the same. But he's a sovereign God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he knows
yes,
tomorrow. He knows
yes,
tomorrow. He knows tomorrow today.
Yes, sir.
He knows how to keep us. He knows how to govern us. If he said over here in the 15th verse, he tells you, John 14 and 15, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
See,
he loved I'll bring it down for a moment. And those of us on here that are parents, tell me, how good does it feel when your children obey you? You don't have to chastise them, but when they get to a certain age, only thing you have to do is speak to them, and they obey that. You'll go all out your way to whenever they need something because if they have been obedient to you, you're glad to give it to them. You're hurrying to give it to them, especially if they're trying to do the best they can. And then they need a little help, hallelujah, you'll run to that because they have been obedient. So it is with the Lord when we are obedient. He told me obedience brings obedience brings blessings. They bring blessings. They bring blessings. Hallelujah. And he did a lot. Think about it right here. John 14 and 15 said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, I will pray the Father. Oh, hallelujah. And he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God the Son. Said he's going to pray to God the Father. Hallelujah. And he said, give you another comforter. I'm here with you in the flesh, but I'm going to do something to where I can become omnipresent. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to transcend. I'm going to go from being fleshly to being spiritual. I'm going to become omnipresent in this transition that you may abide with you forever, that I may be with Rem Henry. I may be with Brian. I may be with Brother D, Brother Tim, Brother Nutty,
Sister Mary, Sister Martha, Sister Pam.
I may be with you.
I can be with you all at the same time because I'm going to do a thing. I'm going to do a thing. I won't be held to just one body, but I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. In other words, I am the Son, and I'm going to talk to the Father. Hallelujah. And he's going to allow the Comforter to come. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
the greatest lover
yes,
of lovers that he may abide with you, that he may abide with you, it said, forever. Long as you make room in your heart for him, hallelujah. Long as you let him know he's welcome in the even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Oh, hallelujah. Even the spirit of truth, you'll know the will. You'll know the way. Hallelujah. When you receive the spirit of truth, hallelujah, from the world cannot receive. It ain't for everybody, but those, what I said earlier, they've been trying to prepare themselves. How can you hear? Faith coming by what? If you have an ear, let you hear. In other words, if you want to open your heart up to the Lord and let him in, receive those words that when he try to whisper to you, when he try to talk to you. I told you, God is often talking. A lot of times we're not listening. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it see him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Hallelujah. Think about it. He dwell with you. He's going to be with you and he's going to be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while and the world no more. See, because the world ain't trying to see him. Hallelujah. They weren't trying to see Christ, but those that are walking with him, those are seeking after him, they're going to know the will. They're going to know the way. They're going to know where it's going. Hallelujah. Yet a little while, the world see me. The world ain't going to see me. The world ain't going to be able to receive me or understand me or know what I am doing. Yeah. But ye are my friends as long as you do what?
It's
in the book. Yet a little while, the world sees me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. Hallelujah. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's something about love.
Affectionate
for caring for someone, not for what you can gain, but what you could give. He that has my commandments. Hallelujah. You have his commandments, and the way that you know you love the Lord. Does it bother you when you break a commandment? Does it bother you when you realize you have done or been what God wants you to be or do? That's how you know you love the Lord. It bothers you when you feel like you have done your best. It bothers you when you feel like you treated somebody wrong. It bothers you. Hallelujah. It bothers you. Hallelujah. But you know that you love him. Hallelujah. And when you keep his commandments, when you obey him, it feels good. You feel that love. You feel that relationship. Father, I will. The Father, and I will love him. See, when you try to obey God the Father and God the Son, they make themselves a board, and they will love you. Hallelujah. You are opening up yourself many blessings and things to be manifested unto you. Till you get to a point, you're like, man, I'm not worthy. And oh, Lord, you don't feel worthy how he starts blessing you because you feel like you should have been chastised. You feel like you should have been whooped, but he showed you love. Hallelujah. You felt like you should have been getting a beating. He showed you mercy, and he showed you grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Shoot us. Said unto him.
Yes, sir. Come on, yeah.
Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus said us. Jesus answered them. Said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him and will come unto him and make our abode with him. Hey, and he that love me not, you won't keep his word. You won't keep his thing. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. The things that I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Hey, all come your favorite verse, Brother D. But the comfort.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Comfort. Come on now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes, sir.
You see, I like that. But the comforter.
Yes, sir.
But the comforter. Oh, hallelujah. But the comforter. Oh, hallelujah. That should encourage your heart right there. He said, but the comforter.
Sir.
Oh, hallelujah. Think about it. Think about it. A comforter in every. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the comforter. You know, even the comforter. even if, when it's cold outside and when the house is cold and some, let me take you back. So some have, in the olden days, would have a thick quilt, hallelujah, and great-grandmother, they take patches and they knitted them together.
They make
square by square, hallelujah, and put it on the bed for warmth, and down through
yes,
the years, they're commercializing that thing, and then it turns into what we call a comforter.
Comforter, yes, sir.
It's a type of thick thing, a quilted thing, fluffy, it's a blanket that is used to keep you warm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even
sir.
In that
sense,
it brings you comfort.
Yes,
in that sense, when you're cold, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It warms you.
When
it
you're cold, the comforter, it warms you. Even when you're cold spiritually, the Holy Spirit, it will comfort you. Even
warm,
when you're weary, wounded, don't know which way to turn. The God, the Father, will send part of himself unto you. But the Comforter, it's a Comforter.
Come
it's
on
a keeper. It will warm your heart and cheer your soul with the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Only will he keep you and hold you, hallelujah, and make you comfortable. And then he shall teach you all things. Hallelujah. And the things that he has taught you when you feel like you don't know that. Hallelujah. Like you said yesterday, when you feel you need some encouragement, stir up that is within you. Stir it up. Hallelujah. That it may bring all things to your remembrance. Hallelujah. Whatsoever I said unto you. Not as the world give out to you. Let not your heart be troubled.
Be troubled.
Neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. When the winds blow, don't let your heart be discouraged. Hallelujah. When the raging is, don't let it be discouraged. When you hear things that break your heart, still trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Just like yesterday, when the storm was raging and he rebuked the wind. Hallelujah. And then he talked to the trouble. Hey, peace.
Trust in
be still. He spoke to the wind. He spoke to the atmosphere. He spoke to the weather.
Yes, he
did.
Yes, he did.
In other words, sit down somewhere and behave.
Sit down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they obey.
Yes, sir. peace, peace I leave with you. He said, my peace I give unto
peace.
You. Not as the world giving. See, the world would try to deceive you with stuff that they want to offer peace, but it is not. They try to. The world will try to give you an imitation. But God gives
imitation.
You the real
Come
thing.
On, man. Come on now.
You. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. If ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come again unto you. If you love me, ye would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father, oh, I like this right there. For my Father is greater than I. Hallelujah. My Father is greater than I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should rejoice. We should rejoice and be exceedingly glad to know that if we love the Lord, hallelujah, we would rejoice. Because he said he go away. He must go away that the covenant may come. Hallelujah. He must go away that you and I can do greater things. Hallelujah. He must go away. See, because how he can, he had to go away and he may come back unto us. But he came back unto us to do greater things, because you may find it hard to how to understand the mystery. How Christ said, we will do greater things because he went away, but when he came back, he came back omnipresent. So it's still him that's doing the work, but he's doing the work through us. Hallelujah. In his spirit, how we do a greater thing. You see, because when he was in the flesh, in the body, he could only be in Texas at one time. He could only be in Detroit at one time. He could only be in Mississippi at one time. He could only be in Texas at one time. Asia, Africa at one time. Hey, friends, I swear, he can only be there at one time. But I'm going away that I can come back. I can be omnipresent. I can be doing everything at the same time. What can do
the
you
do?
Oh,
come on,
when you glorify.
Come on now.
When you do the work of the Father, you're still giving it back up to the Lord. Hallelujah. We should rejoice because he's going to his Father. Hallelujah. For the Father is greater. Hallelujah. They are one, but the Father, the Godhead, is greater. Hallelujah. He knows far beyond what no one else can know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has to be in remembrance of us at every time, because if we fall out of his mind, if we get to remember us, we will all go forth like we've never been. That's how much power that he has. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why the necessity, because he has so much power, he has so much humility. You find people, great people, have a lot of power because they're humble people. They know how to handle their power. Everybody can't handle the power. Hallelujah. They can't handle the power because they'll go forth with hardened hearts and they'll misuse people. They won't treat them right. But those that know how to handle that power, God gives them even more power.
Hallelujah.
But my Father is greater than I. And now go. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And now I have told you before, it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Oh, hallelujah. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and have nothing good in me. Oh, hallelujah. Talking about the devil there, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. Hallelujah. Arise and go hence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise and go forth. Know that when it is time to move. Oh, hallelujah. He said, he told him, hereafter I will not talk much with you. For the prince of the world come. He knew they was coming after him. Oh, hallelujah. He knew they were coming. So he had speak to the God talk to you before you get in trouble. trouble. If you listen, God was trying to warn you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the devil comes, the Lord try to warn you. But sometimes our temper overtakes us. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be careful, because us being flesh, we'll act like flesh sometimes. Hallelujah. But that's why we're encouraged to watch, fight, and pray. You say fight. Why you say fight? Because it is a fight. It is a fight to try to do right when so many around you trying to do wrong. And if you do right, they call you holy, roly, or they're trying to say you're trying to be better. Yes, I'm trying to be better because heaven is my goal, and I'm trying to get there. Time out. Time is too far spent to be playing around and living so carelessly like I got a guaranteed ticket. Hallelujah. But I'm trying to make my election sure. I'm trying to make sure. I'm trying to make double sure I'm not taking anything for granted. Because worst mistake you can make is take God for granted. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you're hoping, leaning, and depending on him, holding up the bloodstained banner, building your hope on things eternal. Hallelujah. And holding to his hand, he'll keep you. Holding to his hand, he'll lead you, he'll guide you. Holding to his hand, though you stumble, he'll help. If your hand is in his hand, when you do stumble, he'll lift you up. He'll pull you up when you feel like you're down and down. Keep your hand in his hand. When he get ready to pull you out of it, your hand is in his hand, and he'll just do a little
pull. Hold on.
You'll come up out of despair, trouble, weary of mind, lonely of heart. You'll come out of being depressed. Hallelujah. You'll come out of selfishness. You'll come out of it. You'll come out of it. You say, hold on. Hold on to it.
Bring you out. Hold on.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless
you.
Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. So don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Hallelujah. But continue to cross on over to the other side. Happy Valentine's Day to you. We thank God for giving us the greatest Valentine as possible, a love of Jesus Christ that will keep us, and then giving us the Holy Spirit that will help us along our way. God bless you. God give you that prayer. Hallelujah. You open, Brother D.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, my brother, may the Lord watch. I've surely enjoyed the word again this morning. Enjoyed the word.
Thank you, Lord.
My brother said, hold on. You know, real bad, I'm listening to you this morning. Yeah, I used to tell the guys all the time, there should be something, a verse, a sentence. There should be something in the word that should have caught your attention. And you know what grabbed me this morning more than anything is that Jesus said, I must go.
Mm-hmm.
I must go. He said, because, see, if I don't go, the comforter can't come. The comforter's already here. But my brother told you, it's only in one place. It was in Georgia, but the people in Chicago missed it. It was
Come
in Texas, now. But the people in Atlanta missed it. But he said, I must
Come
go. And when he went back home to his father, he said, I'll send you something, a comfort. And I love the illustration that you gave, Rev. You go home, and you're cold. You get in your bed, and you snuggle up under the comforter, and you feel so good.
Yeah.
You feel so good. That's how man should feel when he knows the Lord. Know the Lord, and he grab a hold to you, no matter what problems, trials, and tribulations you're going through, you feel so comfortable because you know that God is on your side. There's something
that
should grab you in the word. It should be something said that should grab your attention. And I got hung up on that's it right there.
Yes, sir.
Comforter will come. I'm going to send you a comforter. And you know what, real? Aren't we glad he did it? I'm so glad that he went back home to his father. He was able to send me something to hold me. I heard my brother say it this morning.
something that will make you shed crocodile tears of joy. God will do it for you. Yeah, he will. This morning, I've truly enjoyed the word. I enjoyed the word yesterday. I enjoyed the word again this morning. There's nothing like starting your morning off hearing God's word.
Thank you, Lord.
I wake up of joy, knowing and expecting. See, you can expect some things from Christ when you in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If I tell you the truth, you may not want to hear it, but if I tell you the truth, you don't have a right to expect nothing from Christ.
All right.
If you out of the will. You can't expect to go to a bank and withdraw money out when you ain't put nothing in. So when you in Christ, you done put something in. And you can expect.
Yes,
you have the right to expect then. I'm so glad that I earned the right.
Yes, sir.
I'm so
Thank
glad that I gave myself over and now receive the right to expect something from my Lord and Savior. So I get up and in the morning and get myself dressed and get in this truck. I'm expecting to hear the word of God. I'm expecting a blessing from God.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting that. And I'm so glad to receive it. He does just what he said. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another blessed morning. Thank you for another blessed word. Pray that you continue to keep the Lord, Jesus. Continue to hold him in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. We thank God. Thank God today.
Yes,
thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord today.
Comfort.
Yes, sir.
Lord, how do I know? How do I know? How would I know? God has a way of setting you on fire. The Comforter. Yes, sir. Comfort. Thank you for the word, my brother.
Thank
you for the word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, the Lord, we think ain't more to him than a matter of love. A matter of love. Praise the Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Deuteronomy 6 and 5. Yeah, God bless you. That camp has lost each day. You have not used in loving God. Count as a loss each day. You have not used in loving God. Hallelujah. Count as a loss. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you for that, Amy. Yes, he said, when our desire for God dominates our heart, our minds will stay focused on ways to serve him, and our actions will further his kingdom on earth and in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all right. You can be lost in loving God.
Just loving God. Yes,
obeying him. Yes, lost in
your
name. Yeah. You know, man should not live by what? Bread alone.
Bread alone.
Every word.
Feed it out. Every
word. Every
word. Every word. Mouth of God.
Not just what. Yes, not just what we want to be to, but every word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, you should tell God thank you.
Yes,
sir. You should tell God thank you.
Then she says, then, Brother David, Amos also says then that the ease of ingratitude, thankfulness is the soil in which joy thrives. Oh, hallelujah. Thankfulness is the soil in which joy thrives. You know, you can be, you can be miserable, but if you start then thankful, that'll pull you out.
It'll pull you out.
When you say, Lord, I thank you.
Start off
with that, Lord, I thank you. for what you've done for me. Lord, I thank you for my trials and my tribulation. Lord, I thank you. If it had not been for you that have kept me here, I don't feel like you brought me this far to leave me.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. When you gave me justice, Lord, I thank you. And along that, along when I received, hallelujah, the work of the Lord and I understand his will, I'm more thankful because then I realize a lot of times I should have got whooped. A lot of times I should have been a lot of times I deserved the justice, but he gave me mercy. He gave me grace. Oh, hallelujah. He looked beyond my fault and he saw my need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Beyond my fault.
Oh, hallelujah.
He looked beyond my fault.
Yes, sir.
He looked
beyond
my fault.
Hallelujah.
He saw my
Thank you, Lord.
To your God.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank God today. Thank you, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Thank God for blessing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank him for his ever watchful eye upon us as we continue to keep us, continue to hold us, continue to make us vessels that he can use, that he may love on someone else. I love the Lord, thy God. If I love him, oh, hallelujah. If I just love him, oh, he'll show me some things. But first, I got to love him. How I love him. Try to just do what he say. Hallelujah. Try to do what he say. You'll find peace that surpasses all understanding. When you just try to obey. Real simple. Just try loving him. You'll see a difference. Other people will see there's something peculiar about you. They'll see a transformation. They'll see a change in you when you just try to work on yourself just a little bit. Just little by little. You have to make no drastic change overnight, but just little by little. And be honest with the Lord. Lord, help me. Lord, I fell down a little bit, but Lord, help me keep my heart right, Lord. Give me a clean heart.
Renew.
What? Come on now.
The right spirit.
Renew it.
Help me. And then he will.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will. So glad that he will.
Tell us today.
All you got to do is ask.
That's it. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You standing by.
Beautiful. Just it. Thank you, Lord. We thank him. We thank him today. We thank him today how he has blessed us. We thank him for being in attendance with us. We thank him for leading us. We thank him for guiding us. So we tell the Lord, you're welcome here. You're welcome here in our hearts. You're welcome here on this ministry. We try to give to you and give a service that you'll be pleased with as we try to prepare ourselves for the place that you have prepared for us. For the place you have prepared for us, we thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Well, if there be none else, we'll go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I just want to tell you thank you for what you have done for us this day, how you have kept us this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for consecrating our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us. Thank you for helping us with your word, Lord. Bless our hearts not to be troubled. Hallelujah. Bless us to know that if we believe, hallelujah, in God, but then we can believe also in Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For realize God the Father, God the Son, they are one. And thank you for letting us know and letting some know and reminding others that you go to your Father. Hallelujah, for he is greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing Jesus to come and die. That was, hallelujah, that he will be our advocate. He will be our mediator, that we can talk to you. Hallelujah. We put the seal of approval on it. We will say in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that. In the name of Jesus itself is a prayer. Well, in the name of Jesus, we'll line our spirits up, Father, and you'll add unto it. So we tell you thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this God's plan. Thank you for allowing us to come together and reason in your word, love on one another, encourage one another. Hallelujah, in your word, for we realize this word is the bread of life. Hallelujah, this living word, as we partake of it, we're made anew. We're made fresh. We're strengthened. Keep on strengthening us, Father, and keep on keeping us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, bless Reverend Brian as he traveled on the road, Father God. Take care of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless him, Father. Keep him. Protect him. Put your loving arms around him, Father God, till he come back safe to us. In Jesus' name, we want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Bless Brother D as he drives these dangerous highways and byways. Keep him. Hallelujah. Keep protection around him, Father God. Steal the hand of the imminent enemy, the adversary that will try, hallelujah, to throw the fiery darts. Protect us, hallelujah, with your armor, with your shield, hallelujah, and your buckle. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue blessings upon Brother Nutty. Give him the things that he needs, Father God, to bless us. Hallelujah. Give the things that he needs to try to do your will and your way. Continue to bless and keep our Amy, our honorable Amy that you've given unto us, that give us these golden nuggets. Bless her. Touch her mind, her body, her spirit. Strengthen her. Thank you, Lord, for her and her entire family and all the family we call God's plan. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you for the faithful listeners, those that have called and came in. Thank you for their prayers. Thank you for their listening ear. Continue to bless us as we try to go forth and do thy will. In the name that is above every name, we call it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we love you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Till we meet again. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is saved. All it is saved.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll give you peace when the storm is raging. I'll be your I have
Hey.